Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. White House has declined to say whether President Trump is recording conversations in the Oval Office or those with dinner guests in the White House. Mr. Trump has escalated his feud with fired FBI Chief Comey, James Comey, tweeting an implication there are secret recordings of one of their private conversations from earlier this year. White House spokesperson Sean Spicer on Mr. Trump's reasons for dismissing Comey.
This is ultimately always going to be the president's decision. Everyone who serves at the pleasure of the president, it's ultimately going to be his decision to hire someone, to fire someone. He made a decision, in part based on the recommendation, and he's now focused on making sure that we have a replacement at the FBI to instill the proper leadership they need.
FBI investigating Russia's alleged meddling in the 2016 U.S. election and possible collusion with the Trump presidential campaign. Mr. Trump has dismissed those allegations as a hoax. A massive cyber attack that has hit hospitals in Britain and businesses in Spain appears to be spreading to other organizations around the world. According to Britain's National Health Service, hospital computers were infected with a type of ransomware that blocks the use of a computer system until victims agree to pay the attacker, a ransom to free up the computer. Unknown gunman shot dead at least 10 construction workers and wounded several others today in southwestern Pakistan. The victims were building a road in the port city of Gwadar when assailants on motorbike fired at them and fled the scene. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the violence. The attack happened a day after the Islamic State suicide bomber killed at least 25 people, wounded 40 others in the region. This is VOA News. President Trump will express support for Palestinian self-determination during a Middle East trip this month. U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster says Mr. Trump is open to a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
With President Rivlin and Prime Minister Netanyahu, he will reaffirm America's unshakable bond to the Jewish state. With President Abbas, he will express his desire for dignity and self-determination for the Palestinians. And to leaders and peoples alike across the entire trip, he will demonstrate his hopes for just and lasting peace.
Mr. Trump's travels, which begin late next week, will include stops in Israel and Rome, as well as Saudi Arabia, before he attends NATO and G7 meetings in Brussels. A recent decision by Saudi Arabian King Salman to grant women more rights won praise in some quarters and discontent in others. Edward Uranian has our report.
Saudi TV announced with little fanfare the royal decree last week permitting women to make a certain number of decisions without seeking the permission of a male guardian. It said that the move conforms with Islamic Sharia law. Legal advisor Hassa al-Dulaimi told State TV the decision was based on a complaint over equality of the sexes in obtaining services from the government. She says Saudi women will now be able to obtain various government services, including the right to enroll in a university, the right to open a bank account, and the right to leave prison after finishing a sentence without the agreement of a male guardian. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan saying his scheduled talks next week with President Trump could mark a new beginning in relations between Washington and Ankara, who have been increasingly at cross purposes over Syria. Russian President Vladimir Putin heading to China on Sunday to join leaders of 27 other nations at the One Belt, One Road Summit in Beijing. Massive China-led arms drive is to revive the ancient Silk Road and maritime trade routes. Former U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama criticizing a Trump administration decision to delay federal rules aimed at making school lunches healthier. Here's Ms. Obama.
Obesity rates are rising. Continue to rise among our youngest. We're seeing kids have higher rates of stroke, heart disease, diabetes. And these are real numbers. Yeah. Asthma, all things preventable illnesses.
She's worked during her time with President Obama in the White House to work on childhood obesity.
That's the latest world news from VOA.